the Jets embracing the tank. They are going all in on tanking and losing, which, to be honest with you, I admire. You basically, they cut their starting inside linebackers, been there for 11 years. They're about to cut their best wide receiver. They traded away their best safety, you know, outside the rookie, right? Like, they are doing...
Mangold's gone, too.
They didn't sign any quarterback that's any good. They didn't try to, right? They got rid of Brandon Marshall. This team is doing everything they can to not spend money and to lose. Does this bother anybody?
Not at all. I mean, look what the Padres are doing in baseball. Embrace the suck, pretty much. I mean, for the Jets, what were they going to do this year anyway? I mean, I've been seeing some really bad takes on Twitter, like, oh, yeah, the Jets could be 1-1 in the draft next year. Yeah, obviously. This is what they're doing. This is the right game plan for them. I mean, you don't want to get the sixth pick next year. You want to get the first pick, especially with, you know, the USC quarterback coming out.
Sam Darnold.
Yes, everybody's pretty much really racing. It's an arms race to be as bad as possible to acquire him with the first pick in the draft next year.
The team is basically cleaning house and getting rid of everything from the previous regime that had talent on paper but was very disappointing, underachieving, injured, etc. And they're just clearing the path to start over. And it may be a slow process where on the field you're not going to see a lot of apparent progress in 2017, but there's going to be a lot of young players. They're going to audition them, etc., and, you know, see what happens here. It'll be a chance for the Robbie Andersons to step up and see what they can do. And there are sometimes, this is where, you know, we did a piece on deep sleepers yesterday. This is sometimes where you just see a collection of names that you don't know, and you can't figure everybody's garbage. Somebody's going to step up and have to make plays here. Somebody's going to have to step up in that receiving core, besides maybe a Numa or Anderson that we're not talking about at all, that maybe we might be talking about in September or October.
Scott, you brought the point that they are getting rid of everybody in the previous regime. I mean, that's just not totally true. I mean, they're getting rid of everybody. This regime, last regime, two regimes ago, right? Like, they're clearing house of salary and of talent, and they want it bare. Corey, Jets GM Mike Maccagni was asked point blank yesterday if he is tanking the season so the Jets can get the number one pick next year. He said, quote, "Well, that's not our focus." That is not a no. He did not say
he
no.
He has to say that.
Yeah, but he didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
That's not our focus. Their focus is to lose.
Yeah, no, nah, they're like, oh, that's not our focus, but that really is saying, oh, no, well, you know, if we win, yeah, that'd be cool with us, you know, but more than likely we are going to lose. And that's what the situation is going to be for the New York Jets. We knew that since the offseason that there was going to be this continued purge. We was talking yesterday on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, me and the spitting statistician, before the news broke, how we didn't think that Eric Decker was going to be a New York Jet when the season started. Right after the show, they play the final music, and I get an alert, New York Jets getting ready to either release or trade Eric Decker. So, obviously, Quincy and Numa, Robbie Anderson, players like that. The young man from Ohio State is a guy that could be a little bit of a deep sleeper. Maybe a dollar make you holler on Devin Smith a little bit later on in your draft. But Bilal Powell's a player I'm still going to have some couple of shares of.
Didn't Devin Smith already tear his ACL? He's done for the year.
He did?
Yeah, I believe so.
Devin Smith's done for the year, man.
The Jets stink.
Well, why don't we be so Jets? Is if the kid
when
decides
did he tear his ACL?
If the kid decides to stay in school for an extra year, like Peyton Manning kind of did.
April 29th, it was really towards ACL. Wow. So
I'm sorry, it's not going to be him. No sleeper value there.
No, but the fact is, and I don't know why it surprises me. I mean, certain teams do this, right? The Cleveland Browns have done this, and probably about a decade too late, tearing it onto the ground. But it's very rare, I think, that a team outright tears everything apart like this to build it back up
especially
again.
Especially in this market, too.
Well, that was exactly what I was getting to, right? Like, I have no issue when the Knicks do it, because the Knicks have done everything they can to put Band-Aids on it, and they needed to tear it to the ground. They still haven't, but they need to. The Jets, in football, it just seems a little bit different to me, I think. I just don't get why it has had to come to this, how the talent got so bare and how it got so bad that they had to do this. You know, I mean, it just, it seems like a couple of years ago, obviously it's significantly more now, where Mark Sanchez had him in the AFC title game a couple of years in a row, right? Like, it doesn't seem that long ago, but it was.
Probably 6 years ago now.
It's close to 10 years ago, right? Yeah. Which is crazy. And they either haven't drafted well, they haven't signed well. Clearly,
there's been a lot of personnel mistakes.
There's been a lot of personnel mistakes.
There's been injuries, too.
Well, you know what? I think it all stems from two major things, right? They stuck with Rex too long, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ultimately stuck with Rex too long, and they could not find a quarterback. When you can't find a quarterback, it turns everybody off. And unfortunately, that's the state of the Jets right now, who legitimately have admitted, although it's not their focus for the first overall pick, they don't give a crap about this year.
Do they score 20 offensive touchdowns this year?
I have to imagine they do.
It's going to be close, in my opinion.
By the end of this week, will Matt Forte be on the team?
I don't see why he would. I just really don't.
I can see them getting rid of him.
Wow.
And you talk about the quarterback situation, et cetera. You know, it goes back to scouting. Like, the Cowboys come up with a gem like Dak Prescott, and the Jets come up with, like Christian Hackenberger.
Yeah,
Hackenberger, huh?
Yeah.
Last year, the Los Angeles Rams scored 24 touchdowns.
24 offensive or 24 touchdowns total? I'm talking about offensive touchdowns.
I think Los Angeles is 24 offensive touchdowns for the Los Angeles Rams last year. Last year, the Jets scored 28.
They scored 28 last year.
They might score 19.
That's what I'm saying.
Points for the season?
If I put it at 19.5, how confident are you going to bet the over?
Wow. I can't confidently bet
the over.
This is
offensive. We're not talking defense, special teams.
I don't know.
It'd be a lot of field goals, I think.
The Falcons scored 63. It's crazy.
Falcons are good.
Yeah.
Do you...
But didn't...
I'm in the Seahawks score. Hold on. I'm in the Seahawks score. The Seahawks scored 37. You know, the choir boy Russell Wilson probably scored all 37.
Corey, do you expect Matt Forte to be on this team next week?
Yeah, I don't think... Why cut Matt Forte? He's not... You can't win with Matt Forte at this point in his career.
Why cut Eric Decker?
Well, Eric Decker still has some value to another team.
I imagine Matt Forte has some sort of value.
What's he going to do for the Jets, really?
Exactly.
Well, that's true, too, but the Jets probably want players that's not going to do nothing for them. Matt Forte, who's going to take Matt Forte?
Somebody will, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Matt Forte beat up Washington.
There was a team the other day I was thinking that was kind of running back needy. I'm trying to jog my memory on who it is.
Seahawks.
I'll get back to you on who it is.
Why did the Jets say we're going to release or trade? You know, either attempt to make the trade, or if by releasing him, they're saving enough under the. It's a better cap move for them, I would have to assume.
Sure.
So I just don't understand why you come out.
Could the Lions use a Matt Forte?
Sure.
Yeah.
Could the Bucks use a Matt Forte?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I think Jaquizz Rodgers is better than Matt Forte.
Could the Giants use a Matt Forte? Yes.
Jaquizz Rodgers.
They ain't gonna give him the ball.
Feature back over an extensive period.
He had a game last year. We have 35.
I know. He had one, two good games, but you can't expect him to do it for.
He's going to be
the starting quarterback
for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year, he's going to be the starting running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're going to score over 50 touchdowns.
He's not going to do it over a full time basis.
I'll draft him and I'll win the chip, and then you don't have him, and then you wonder why you don't win chips, and there you go right there.
You only take a 5'6", 150-pound guy and expect him to be like the full-time running back from wire to wire. It's not going
to
happen. The guy did have some good games last year, but when they were desperate because everybody got hurt, by the end of that second game, he was completely worn out and he got hurt.
Now, I think you're sleeping on Jaquizz Rodgers,
Scott. He's too small.
I don't have no problem with him, and he's going very late in drafts right now. He's going to be the starting back for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season while Doug Martin is out. I don't think he gives the job back.
I think both of you are kind of right in a way. I think I like him better than Scott's saying, but I do think Scott is right in the fact that they can't just abuse him. Like, they gave him that 30 carries last year on Monday Night Football. If he's used in the proper way, I think he can be successful. And I think they want to throw the ball more.
You get him in the 17th round, where you did fine, but guy can't start over an extended
period. He'll be in the 10th round by the time we get to September.
By the way, let's not forget Robbie Anderson is facing two charges. Felony resisting an officer with violence and a misdemeanor count of obstructing an officer. Let's not forget that.